Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. Welcome today to Winners Broadcasting Radio. I am your host today, Dr. Emmanuel Odoyo, and I'm so happy to have you back here again this morning. And I want to tell you, you are a winner for linking me today. You are a winner. You are an achiever. That is how I see you. And I want you to remind you that as you think, whatever you think of yourself, that is who you are. You are the sum total of your thought. But the way I see you, I want you to understand you are an achiever. You are a man and a woman filled with potentials because God created you well. And I want you to understand that it is possible to have a blessed day. That is what we are talking about. It is possible. It is possible to have a blessed day. Because for with God, nothing shall be impossible. You can have a blessed day. It just depends on you. But before I continue, I will show my love. I will show my condolence to the family of those people that lost their lives in France. I say, may God comfort them. May God strengthen them, give them the strength to bear the loss. What I know, God will destroy the destroyer. Every terrorist that is out to destroy the lives of good people, God will destroy them. God knows where they are. God knows all their intent. He knows where they plan all their evil. Because they are the workers of iniquity. All the terrorists, all those guys, they are all the workers of iniquity. They are working for the devil, satanic agent. Every book they read to cause havoc all over the world is satanic. And God is against them. He will begin to reveal them. He will begin to bring them out and destroy them one by one. They will never go unpunished. It is real. There's no two words about it. But today I want to talk about two words that are so important in our life that can make our day a blessed day. That two word is what? Thank you. If you have the habit of saying thank you, okay, let me ask you this question this morning. Have you ever said to someone, who did you say thank you this morning? I'm a man, so let me start from a man aspect. Were you able to tell your wife this morning, thank you, after giving you a breakfast, or maybe after preparing the breakfast, did you say thank you? Even waking up from bed, you're supposed to tell your wife thank you. Because David, the Bible says, even when David was old, they brought a damsel to David just because of what the heat of the damsel will nourish David. So even your partner, for you to be with your partner or for you to be with your wife or your husband, it is a blessing. So one, each of us is supposed to say thank you to each other. Do you understand where I'm driving to? Because I love the family. Every success starts from the family. If you start your day well with your wife or your children or your family, that is how your day will go through. If you learn how to say thank you, your children will also see you as a model and say, oh, I saw my daddy said thank you to my mommy. They will also say thank you. They will learn it. And when they go out, they also use the same principle in their life. And you as a manager or you in your office, you also use it to say thank you to your employees. Do you understand how powerful thank you is? Thank you, these two words have the ability to transform our health. It has the ability to give us happiness. It has the ability to make us succeed in life. Research shows that grateful people are happier. Research shows that grateful people are happier and more likely to maintain good friendship. Do you understand? Grateful people, when you are grateful, it's very hard for you to divorce. I'm telling you, the love problem we have today in our families where we talk about marriages, divorce everywhere, is because one party is not grateful to the other. If you are grateful to your wife, even seeing her Seeing her is a comfort. If you see a man as a blessing from God, a gift from God, and you make him to understand this, it is very hard for you people to be separated. You understand what I'm telling you? If you are grateful to your employees, if you show them that gratefulness, that appreciation, you make them to understand their love, they appreciate it. I'm telling you, you see how they will love their job. You see how they will be effective in their job. And you will feel happy. You will see your day is blessed because when your employees are happy and they do the work well, what will happen? Productivity will do what? You have this, you have more productivity in everything they're doing. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You gain, you'll be profitable. Your company will be profitable because you have showed appreciation to your employees. Even in our marriage homes, if we show appreciation to our wives or to our husband or to our spouse or how we put it like that, or to our children, you discover that our family would be very, very productive. We will have peace of mind. If we start our day well, the whole of the day will be good. Do you understand? Even Jesus himself also loved appreciation. Do you know that? Let me read a place in the Bible for you so we understand where we're driving to. In Luke chapter 17, let's start from 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed, they were healed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, said, verse 17, and Jesus answered, said, were they not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? 10 lepers were cleansed. 10 lepers. There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Incidentally, others were Jews. Others were people that were from the real, look at this. These were the real churchgoers. Or these were the people that really think they know God so well. But when they came in as lepers, Jesus healed them. 1 out of 10 now return back and give thanks to Jesus. You see what it is? Even when we give thanks to God for whatever he has done for us, we get more. When you are thankful, when you are gratitude, you gain, you are in the chance of gaining more. Learn to be thankful. There are people that are so unthankful in this life. They don't appreciate anything. You need to learn how to appreciate no matter how small something is. Appreciate it. Even when you go to the restaurant to eat, and that boy or that girl brings you food to eat, can't you just open your mouth and say, thank you? Show appreciation. As you are doing this, it goes into the spiritual. God takes it and bless you the more. Do you understand? It's good to live a life of thank you. Just that 2 words. Thank you. Some people can't even open their. They see it as a pride. They are so arrogant, like someone eating in a restaurant. Believe, after all, I'm paying. That's how even how some employees are. Some employees, oh, because you employed somebody, oh, after all, I'm going to pay you. I'm going to do this. So you can eat. They are so arrogant. That's why they don't move forward. They are always limited. They are always decreasing. But by the time you begin to know that life is not like that. Even God himself wants you to tell him thank you. When you pray and say, Lord, thank you for this food you give to me. He gives you more food. Do you know that? A word of thank you, when it comes out of your mouth, produces more things, bring more things into your life. You need to learn to say thank you, at least. If you say thank you to your wife, maybe she prepares you a food and you tell her thank you. Do you know what will happen? She will be so happy in in our heart to do more. That's what happened with these 10 lepers. Jesus met these 10 lepers. He now gave them the direction, gave them instruction what to do. And as they went, immediately they were cleansed. Out of the 10, just one person came back and said, "Thank you for what you've done for me." Have you ever said thank you to your husband also? Or because you're so proud, you think it is his own duty to take care of you? No. That's not how life is. Little things, you can always say thank you. "Darling, I love you. Thank you so much for staying with me, for being with me. Thank you so much. You've made my life become good." You just say something sweet. Sweet to your husband. Or sweet to your wife. Start the day well. It is the power is in your hand. If you start the day bad, that is how your day will be. Do you understand? You can make your day. You can create your day. Because God has given you that power. Use your mouth and pronounce that positive word. "Honey, thank you for being with me." Say something. Don't be so proud. So people are so arrogant in this life. That is why your life is so miserable. Even when you go to work, you don't want to come back home again because you've already made your day useless because of your arrogance. Because you see yourself so big that you can't come down and say and humble yourself and practice the real things about life. This I'm giving you real life situation, real life things that when you practicalize it, it works. God himself needs thank you from us. Our wife needs thank you from us. Your husband, you see, your husband also needs thank you. Just a little thank you is nothing. It's not a big deal. Listen, it costs you nothing. You can spend money to buy a car. You can spend money to build a house. You can spend money to buy dresses. But just thank you is just a word of the mouth. When you say it, as long as it comes from your heart, you say thank you. It now begin to reproduce more good things into your life. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? Are you going to do this? Try it and see. Even today, you can do it. You can do it now. You can call a husband on phone and say, "Honey, thank you for yesterday. Or thank you for what you did this." Just say something. Or you can always call your wife and say thank you. Or your children, "No, thank you for this." Say something. You go to a restaurant today, don't be so arrogant. Someone is serving you. Someone is bringing the food to you. Or whatever it is, the person is giving you service. Tell the person, "Thank you." Can you say something to your office, to your assistant in the office? Even the one that is taking trash out of your office, can you say thank you to that person? Because if that person is not there, your office will fill with trash. Even that guy is cleaning your toilet, call you say, he's a maintenance, he's cleaning your toilet, he's doing this for you. Can't you say thank you to that person for cleaning it for you? Because without that, your place will be so dirty. Do you understand? This is how you can get blessings from God. When this thing becomes a habit to you, you discover that you begin to flow in it, you don't even know. Because it already taken your subconsciousness. So you keep on doing it, you don't even know why you do it. But when wickedness, when wicked arrogance is in your subconscious, and that's how you behave. Sometimes you behave so crazy, so you behave so stupid until you don't even know what you've done, and you lose a lot of things. May I tell you today that you've listened to this program this morning, and as you listen to my radio show this morning, I'm telling you, there's power in thanking you. When you say thank you to somebody, I'm telling you, you are about to win something great in this life. No, I'm not telling you. When somebody gives you a big thing, sometimes it's small thing, the air we breathe. You know, the air we breathe is very important to us. Some people buy air to breathe. But God gives you this air, it's free. Why can't you say thank you to God? That is the same thing. That woman you see in your house, you may not value her now. Imagine she leaves you, you begin to know that, oh my God, so I've lost something precious. Because sometimes some people think, oh, maybe this person is so bad. Oh, this lady is so bad, but by the time you divorce or separate from her, you jump from fire, time to fire. The next person you meet is the one that will be kicking you about. Come on. Or because you think, oh, you say that man is so bad, you don't want to show appreciation. The very day he leaves you, you begin to run around. You run around as if you, I don't know how I'm going to classify you. Because you didn't value that person, you didn't appreciate that person at that time. So you begin to correct issues now, begin to learn this simple, simple and practical way of life so that your life will be good. And you, I'm telling you the truth, it's very easy for you to be healthy. It's very easy for you to be healthy in your heart if you can do these simple things. It is very, very simple, my friend. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Martin Seligman, the father of positive psychology, suggests that we write a letter expressing our gratitude to someone. Write a letter. Just show gratitude to your father. Show gratitude to your mother. Write a letter. Write a letter to your friend. Come on, man. Just write a letter of gratitude. And I'm so happy for having you as my friend. It has really transformed my life. Say something. You start from little, and it becomes great. The father of positive psychology suggests that we write a letter expressing our gratitude to someone. Then we visit this person and read them the letter. His research shows that people who do this are measurably happier and less depressed a month later. You see, I'm telling you, it's very easy to kill this sickness, this illness called depression, if you can do these simple things. Simple things, appreciation, simple things of gratitude. All these things boil down in love. I'm telling you the truth. The CEO of Campbell Soup has written over 16,000 thank you notes to his employees and energized the company in the process. You see, this man discovered the secret of multiplication, the secret of increase, the secret of making profit. He wrote 16,000 notes to his employees. And this make his company grew. Come on, friends. You got to get this thing right. They said, well, it's very easy. They said, the easy way you can get your wife. They said, the easy way you can bring your wife so close to you than any other person. When your wife goes out to you, you know how much she talks about you when you are a good person. When you go out, you say, my husband is so good. He can appreciate. He appreciates every little thing you do for him. That is the kind of story you need your wife to talk outside. That is the kind of story you need your employee to say, I love my manager because I'm telling you, he shows appreciation in everything you do. Do you understand? It's very easy to win. It is very easy. If we apply simple principles, if we can come down from that mountain, we stay too much in the mountain. You hide here in the mountain. When you come down, everybody, when you don't, because you don't want to come down, people get scared of you all through their life. You are walking with you, they are scared. Your wife gets scared of you. Your wife can't even call you your name again. Your wife starts calling you, sir. That is nonsense. That is nonsense. Your wife that's supposed to be very close to you, that's supposed to be your own body, is calling you sir, calling you brother, calling you names, calling you big names. No, that's not how it's supposed to be. Because of what? You so stay apart. And because of that, the whole of your days become useless. Because every day as you wake up being miserable. Sometimes you don't want to go to your house again. You live in a hotel all through your life. Is that not so, friend? You are listening to me now. Why are you living in a hotel all through? You don't want to come back home. That is the problem. Because you don't think you can come down and say to your wife, you love her, oh, you show appreciation for one good thing she has done. What I ask you, what good thing do you think you get from your company? One good thing that you can say thank you to your company. Some people don't have anything. They will say they have nothing. Because they are so ungrateful. You can't tell me that in the life of somebody you don't see even one good thing. All the thing you see is bad. And that is how your life is. If your life is to see bad in people, that is who you are. You can't even see good of your employee, of your employee, of the one that's employing you. You don't even see good about their company. You don't even see good about their husband. You don't even ask you one good thing. Tell me one good thing you've seen about your husband. He said, nothing. My husband is so useless. My husband is so busy. Everything you talk about is bad. You are not thankful in anything. Unthankful being. That is how your life will be miserable. You can see one good thing in your wife. Oh, my wife is like this. My wife is like this. You talk every nonsense about your wife. But they ask you, tell me one good thing about your wife. You don't even have anything to say. Because that is the kind of person you are. But when you see the good part of somebody and send other thank you, Even for that person to be connected with you, for that person to sign up in your company, is a blessing. It's a thank you note. No matter how you're paying him or her. Do you understand, managers? Are you listening to this program today? Supervisors, wherever you are you listening to this program today? All over the world, are you listening? Married people, are you listening? Church leaders, wherever you are, pastors, you got to show appreciation. You got to appreciate your members. You got to appreciate your colleagues. You got to appreciate your assistants. You got to tell them how good they are and show them appreciation and say, thank you for coming. Thank you for loving this place. Thank you for being part of me, for supporting me, for raising my hand to move forward. That is how appreciation, that's how gratitude goes. And when such a thing happens, the environment will be very, very healthy. Everything about fear will be cast away because you have made the environment so healthy. Everybody is happy. Everybody wants to be there. Sometimes they want to enjoy everything that is there. Sometimes you tell them, please go home. They say, no, I'm not going home. I want to enjoy this place because I've seen good people here. This environment is so energetic, so sweet. Do you understand what I'm telling you? When you make your home very well, when you practice these simple things, you discover that you're in your workplace, you say, oh man, I want to go back and see my wife, or I want to go back and see my family. I want to rush back. You see, you begin to call her, honey, where are you? I'm coming home. Because of what? Because you have positioned your family well. You started it very well in the morning. You started it very well by 4 o'clock, even in your hat, before you wake up from bed. Already you've thought of it, and you practice it in by 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. That is how it keeps on going. Yeah, the whole of your day will be blessed. Because by the time you make your wife or you make your husband happy, you make your spouse happy, what will happen? Things will become good. I'm telling you the truth. The worst thing is for a man to disrespect his wife. I'm telling you the truth. Your days will be useless. Do you understand? Women has power. I don't know why people will not understand what I'm telling you today. If you make your wife happy, your day will be good. I'm telling you the truth. Everything about our life, you see, you can be miserable from your house and you take it to the office. Do you know that? You can be miserable in your house and you take it to school. You can be miserable from your house and take it to the church. Even pastor, if you play naughty games with your wife, you don't respect her, your days can be useless. Even you may not be able to preach in the altar. Even as you are preaching, you're just wasting your time because you won't see anything happen. Women, the same thing. Your husband is very, very important to you. He merely messes up your morning. I'm telling you, you know what it means. At least you've tried it before when you go to work. You can't function well. You'll be so angry with everybody. Everything is angry. Anger, 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 anger throughout the day. It starts from the home. If you don't make your family well, if you don't even start well with your children, I'm telling you, the whole of your day will be useless. I don't know if I'm making sense to you. It is real. I'm telling you the real thing. I'm telling you straight talk. You've got to start it from home. If your mind at home is peaceful, that is how the whole day will continue. So how do you do that? Be ready to be thankful. Even your daughter, if your daughter is the one that is making the breakfast or the tea, or the, tell your daughter, thank you. There's no big thing about that. Oh, thank you, honey. You did great. I enjoyed it. Start your day well. Even when you wake your daughter to go to school and the daughter, your daughter prepared with good manner, and after preparing, you tell your daughter, thank you for waking up. Good. Just use that word, thanks. That's why the Bible makes us to understand that we should not worry ourselves in anything. But with thanksgiving and prayer, we should give our supplications to God. It puts the thanksgiving. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Thanksgiving in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Read it better way. You understand what I'm telling you today? So I've given you something that will help you. I just believe you'll be able to practicalize these things, and let's work together and see how our day will be good. Our day will be blessed. I'm telling you, it is very, very possible to have a blessed day. It is very possible. It is you that is the captain of your ship. Do you understand? The fate is in you. The fate is in your hand. You know what I'm telling you? You are the captain of your ship. I used to remember how people, they used to say those days, they say, what I say, as you make your bed, so you lie on it. But I discovered that maybe sometimes you make your bed, you see, in the world of today, everything changed. As you make your bed, so you lie on it. Sometimes we turn around, we lie, and, you know, sometimes it looks as if this world doesn't make sense. As you make your bed, so you lie on it. So that you can make your bed, you think that one is the head, but some people will still turn again and sleep the other side. So sometimes that words never make meaning. But what I'm making you to understand in this aspect of life, as you make your day, starting from that morning time, or maybe what you think before you even sleep, and you don't want to forget about it, forget about those sorrows, those problems, those anger, everything, you still want to carry it over, that is how your day will be. And yesterday should be yesterday. Dump those anger. Dump those problems. If you have a problem with your husband last night or yesterday, dump it up. In the morning, let there be joy. Joy shall come in the morning. That is the kind of thing, covenant you need to have with your husband or have with your office. Say that everything that happens yesterday should be dumped yesterday. And let us start a new life. A life of joy. A life of forgiveness. A life of thanks. Come on, friends. I just believe that you will take this word today and put it in your heart and practicalize it, walk it on with your family. You will begin to see things will change every day in your life. You will enjoy life, I'm telling you. You will enjoy successful living. You will multiply, increase in everything you put your hand to do. That is how it's going to be. Let me pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit everyone that's listening to me all over the world. I know all over the world listening to me. My data stores almost everywhere in the world, Russia, Canada, everywhere listening to this program. Father, in the name of Jesus, I said, as they act on this word, let your blessing follow them all the days of their life. Let their day be blessed. Today is a blessed day. As they do this, even in their lunch break, as they do this in their office, they show respect to everybody, no matter their levels, by saying thank you. Let your blessing begin to flow. And let them begin to see a miracle, the miracle of what you've told them to do in the name of Jesus. Even that one that is sick, as they begin to apply this principle, let that person be healed now in the name of Jesus. As that one begin to apply this principle, let your goodness and mercy begin to follow them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for answering this prayer. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Hello, friends. We'll see again tomorrow. We will see again tomorrow. But remember, this program is always every Monday by 5. But this is just an addition to what we are doing, because I'm trying to make sure that we understand that it is possible to, it's possible that we can have a blessed day. It is possible. Good Morning America is telling you that it is possible to have a blessed day. And I'm telling you, if you do what you hear today, what you are hearing every day in this program, you will see that your life will be transformed. Your family will be transformed. Everything about your life, whatever you put your hand, be blessed. So may I say, have a blessed day. I will see you again. I will see you again. I will see you again. Be blessed. Bye for now.